Yo.
You are now locked in.
Yo, about to shut it down.
You are locked in
to Canada's number one.
You know what it is?
Canada number one. Urban Top Mix Show.
We about to get this popping right now.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
Nifty Christian Radio Show.
With your host.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah.
Nifty and KC.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's get it popping.
You know when you're fed up. You know what I mean? That feeling that you just know you're done. Yeah, it's like that. Like that.
I used to roll with the hustlers. You couldn't trust us. Bang with the gangs, bang on the busters. I don't want them always.
Cause I'm finally leaving the ghetto of my spiritual life. I was living so sloppily saturated in gross poverty. It's cold cock and me with cockroaches crawling through my soul block soldiers. With high doses and bucket shots, I cannot focus. Living in tenements, why is it hard to leave? The truth of it is the secular life is a part of me. I gotta escape, I acknowledge the grace that I follow by faith. God is calling my name, I gotta shake it off of me. I used to groove in the night, but I'm through with the strife. Doing the right thing, moving the light so they all can see. And so-called friends just watch as I'm wrecking my life. Used to trust them, now I look to God for protection. I read the Bible and follow direction. Step one, leave that other life that's filled with hollow deception. Track addicted to crack, getting attacked by the wickedest cat. Risking my life every time I get in the sack or get in the back of a car, but I ain't tripping, I'm kicking the habit. Living like so what, my soul was doped up. A broke slut giving myself to whoever would have me. Cause sin is a hallucinogen, so then I would do it again and again. And then that's when I saw my daddy. Though I was broken, he's holding open his arms, embracing me faithfully, taking me home. I'm rolling with God. This is illogical, didn't know it was possible for the prodigal son to return. Perusing through the confusion of tripe, living or am I moving, consumed in the newness of life? What a difference! You can see it with the naked eye, right to left, life for them, oh life, I take it.
Baby, welcome to the Nifty Christian Radio Show here on NiftyChristian.com, the place for intelligent believers. Believe that. 4 minutes after the hour, Nifty KC, we are your hosts. Welcome to our world.
Yes.
How are
welcome
you, Ms. K?
Welcome to our world. I'm well, and how are you,
I'm
Nifty?
I'm doing well. I actually got a joke for you.
Oh, really? It's your turn to share the joke.
I got a joke.
All right. Let's hear.
True story. And I made it up all by myself. Okay?
So, how can it be true if you made it up?
Well, I mean, I made up the joke, but the joke is actually a true story. I made it funny. And you'll see.
Okay.
All right, so my wife is like, she's like an office manager, right? She's manager of the office. And her office is moving from one building to another building.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this new building now, so she's now in the process of transitioning, moving, all the supplies and so forth from one building to the next. So in the new building now, she's been elected to be like this fire warden, where like basically if there's a fire in the building, she has to like lead everyone to the exit. And she basically was trained today that if there's a fire, she has to be the last one to basically leave the building to make sure that everyone has left.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, so it kind of sucks. Like, who wants a job like that?
It does suck.
You know, but
and she didn't volunteer for this, you said.
No, she wasn't. She was elected. Just, yeah, she was chosen.
That kind of sucks. Don't they like her at that job? Why would they want her to be the one to just sacrifice herself?
So I was trying to lighten the moment, right? So I was like, what if you weren't the last one to leave? Would you get fired?
I don't think that's funny.
You get it? Like, fire drill, you know?
You are super corny, and that's tough, not funny. Did she laugh?
Tough crowd.
Did she laugh when
she
you...
She did laugh.
Did she really?
But it wasn't, like, a long laugh. It was like, good Lord, that was a corny laugh. Like, a corny joke laugh.
Ah, okay.
But I wish I had, you know, that drum, you know, didn't...
Pum-pum-ching.
Oh, but I thought it was hilarious, you know? But
yeah,
anyway.
But your sense of humor is questionable.
Your sense of humor is questionable.
No, yours is.
Bun you.
How dare you?
Bun you.
How dare you tell me on air, bun me.
Yes, it has been said.
You were out of line, sir.
1-877-44-NIFTY if you like my joke. Please give me a call and show me some appreciation for my joke and my sense of humor, because it's my duty to make everybody laugh, to make the world laugh, make the world a better place with laughter. I have an inner stand-up comedian in me as well. So on top
in
of the singing,
to the singer,
in
yes.
addition to the singer, I got an inner stand-up comedian, comic in me. But anyway, man, we got a great show. We got some new music today. We're gonna be discussing a few topics. We want to thank y'all so much for, man, we got a lot of comments and a lot of listens for last week's show about the gun. Should Christians own a gun for protection? Lot of comments, a lot of feedback, a lot of downloads on that one. Clearly, that was...
A lot of people wanting to weigh in on the debate, really.
People were thinking about that one a whole lot.
But you can split it right down the middle.
Yeah.
Women aren't comfortable. Men just want to have the guns.
A lot of men are for it. A lot of women are not. And, you know, I think you and I, we basically ended this discussion by saying, even though my argument makes sense, it just doesn't feel comfortable. And
it just doesn't fly.
Men just, I guess we just have to, you know, women rule the world. You know, women are the real leaders of the household. And we gotta succumb to the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Put aside our logic, as hard as it is, because I know it's hard for me.
Wow.
We're such logical, like, men are such logical people, right? Like, things have to make sense for us, and it's very hard to just put that aside because we want to make the wife happy. And, you know, we do it, but that should be a testament to how much we really love you as a wife.
So, in other words, we make you uncomfortable by forcing you to sort of just go along with us not wanting a weapon in the house, and you're not comfortable with not being able to protect.
Well, I'm stepping outside of the whole like weapon thing. Just in general, when things make sense to us, when there's a logical train of thought, and we're battling against something that has a feeling or the intuition train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may understand that's how you feel, and we may be able to empathize with you. But it's hard to accept something that doesn't follow a train of thought, a logical train of thought. That's a man thing. And, you know, we do it because we love you. We love y'all. So appreciate the man in your life, ladies. Wives, appreciate your husbands. He's doing a lot for you.
Shut up.
That's what I got to say with that one, man.
Shut it.
put the shot to the
put the shot to the up.
But I think that's a good segue to what we're going to be talking about today. Kay, again, the master of the queen of finding articles, found a great article today on divorce insurance, the first of its kind. And it was started up by a CEO who went through a very financially hard divorce. And I think that personal experience really hurt him and prompted him to create this type of product.
Yep.
And he actually hit us up on the website. And we had Kay and him had a little back and forth.
But, no, we didn't have a back and forth. He left me a lengthy, lengthy comment.
Yeah.
But I responded, and he hasn't said anything since. I'm not sure if he knew that he was posting on a Christian website. But, not that his response had any sort of profanity or anything like that.
No.
It just seemed to be so much about selling his services. Now, the insurance is called Wedlock. And Wedlock Divorce Insurance. Now,
yeah.
It's, you know, think of it, Wed and Lock. L-O-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, you know, we might think of something else traditionally, mm-hmm. but in this sense, you know, I'm sure he thought he was pretty clever.
Mm-hmm.
And it is meant to provide financial assistance in the form of cash to cover the costs of divorce.
Right.
Such as like legal proceedings, you need a lawyer, or you just need to get back on your feet and start a new life, get a new apartment, a house. So it's sold in units of protection.
Mm-hmm.
And each unit costs about $16 a month. And it gives you around $1,250 in coverage.
Yeah.
So if you buy 10 units, your initial coverage is going to be $12,500. And you'll be paying $15.99, $16 a month for each of those units.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, every year the company will add an additional $250 in coverage for each unit. Now, when you get divorced and your policy has matured, not when, according to them, if and when you do get divorced and your policy is matured, you basically send the company proof of your divorce.
Yeah.
And in return, you get a lump sum of cash equivalent to the amount of coverage that you purchased.
Right.
Okay. So it seems on the outset for couples who would be going through this to be a good option. But mind you, they're not open to welcoming couples who are already on their way to getting divorced.
Yeah, so when you get it, you have to, there's a waiting period. So if you sign up for the insurance, you basically have to wait for a period of 4 years.
4 years.
Before it comes into, before you even have a chance at making any type of claim.
Exactly. So basically, you have to have been divorced for 4 years.
Almost.
Pretty much.
Well, yeah,
separated or done.
A good while.
Gone through. Now, mind you, this can be shortened to 36 months. 3 years. You can shave a year off your time.
By paying more.
By purchasing additional riders, paying more money.
Yeah.
And you can also pay more money to sort of get all your money back if for some reason you were to get divorced before your waiting period expired.
Now, it was pretty clear why this gentleman started this business. When he posted on a site, he had a lot of statistics about the high divorce rate, especially in America, the result and the consequences of what happens.
And a lot of families, you know, spend time, a good deal of time below the poverty line after a divorce, and the rate of divorce is just so high in the U.S. right now that I believe he said at this point only 33% of people who marry today will ever last long enough to see their 25th anniversary.
Yeah.
So that's, these are very startling statistics, and the numbers don't lie. It's true. I mean, that's basically what it's telling us. I base my business on the numbers. I'm not giving you my opinion. These are the facts.
No, and again, he's right. He's right. Everything he said is true. Those are true facts. Those stats do exist.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be ignored. I guess my issue is, you know, he went through a bad divorce himself. He went through a financially hard divorce himself, which kind of spawned the idea for him to start this up. And I guess my first question would be, you know, is the glass half empty or half full?
Mm-hmm.
You know, number one, what caused the divorce to begin with? And whatever that cause was, why not, you know, start something to tackle that core issue as opposed to the residue or the aftermath of what caused it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a problem when people are focusing on the statistics of the result of something.
Well, yeah, the company capitalizes on the sheer numbers.
Yeah, but that's, see, this is my problem with it.
It's a lot easier to do that as opposed to try to build from the ground up.
But no, see that is my problem, right? See, he thinks it's easier because the fact is almost 50% people end up in divorce, almost, which means it's still the minority of the population, which means the majority of people have successful marriages.
Now,
right?
Let me just add this. One thing that he did say in his comments,
mm-hmm,
was that the company's a strong advocate.
Of course,
of marriage.
A strong advocate.
And this is why, not necessarily because marriage is an institution and it's a covenant that should be respected, although he did use, you know, some pretty good descriptions and all, pretty like,
mm-hmm,
but the fact of the matter is he runs an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
That means that in the event of divorce, his company has to make a payout. They don't want to pay anything out.
Yeah.
They stand to make money if you pay your premiums and you never ever get divorced. Because they don't have to pay you anything. You're paying your premiums. You're paying them. So it's in their best interest if you were to stay married, but pay your premiums anyway, just in case.
I don't know, man. I think this dude could have made more money working on the flip side of it. You know, this is what I was saying before. The fact is, there's the majority of people have successful marriages. Why not capitalize on that number? Because it's a larger number.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, why not come up with something where you financially reward people the longer they are in marriage? Like, you know, get them paying.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Get them paying into something, right?
You might have to patent that. Don't.
No, but this. I want it to be out there because I have no intention of doing it. But you know, y'all can take the idea. Get them paying into something, right? And
yeah,
then when they hit 10 years,
they get a trip.
They get a little
money
yeah,
for a trip. And
they get a little something. When they hit 15 years, they get a little something.
They get
something
a little payout.
When they hit 25 years, they get a little something. They're paying all these years. So now they're paying into the success of their marriage as opposed to paying into the failure of their marriage.
Which is a beautiful thing. And
right?
I love that idea, Nifty.
So
I like that idea.
And I guess I get angry, man, because he's focusing on, number one, he's focusing on the negative aspect of it. And number two, he's focusing on the minority of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then he's trying to sell it and encourage divorce, maybe not intentionally. He, you know, looks, it seems like he has good intentions where he's trying.
Yeah, I mean, he uses the phrase, you know, chances are you know someone who's going through this, and nobody gets married expecting to get divorced. Like, he's planting these little seeds of, yeah, there's a good chance it can happen to you, even though you don't think it can right now. You're newlywed and you don't see it happening ever. You think you're going to be together forever, but there's a very good chance you're going to fall apart.
I don't know, man. This to me is like, it's like that prenuptial thing, man. It's like you're setting yourself up for failure.
Now, I don't necessarily agree that marriages are going to fall apart. I mean, again, a lot of marriages that do disintegrate were missing one vital piece of the puzzle, and that was being based with God at the center. A lot of them are like that.
A lot of them are like that, but I mean, there's also divorce in the church as well, right?
Yeah, there are.
But and I think this should be another thing that needs to be implemented into society. I think there's got to be more programs out there where there's marriage training. You know what I mean? Where there's things that help the success of marriage. There's too little things in place right now to help marriages succeed, and there's too much things out there to make divorce too easy.
That reminds me of Pastor Tyne and what he'd said about you need a license, how much training you need to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
But it doesn't cost you anything. You don't need any training to get a marriage license.
Exactly.
And that's interesting. It's very, very, very interesting that that society requires so much of us for little things like a driver's license, to start up a business, like all these things, all kinds of training.
Yeah.
You can just walk into the registrar's office and get yourself a marriage license.
It's true. It's
pay your money and you are good to go.
And I think when Ty said that, he hit the nail on the head. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons why divorce is so high, because there's no training. You know, people just walk into it, but you know, driving and every other type of license to acquire, there's training involved.
Lengthy periods of probation.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And you know, and that's one thing I admire. I will say I admire that about the Catholic Church. To get married there, you got to do premarital stuff for a year before the priest will marry you.
You do.
Before the priest will marry you. And that's one thing I kind of wish that was implemented across the whole board, because that will put a lot of people to the test and give them proper training.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, that's my take on that. We're gonna take a quick break. My man Sean Slaughter, Prototype, is in stores right now. Great album. This one's called Trust and I Am. Check it out. We'll be right back with some with the divorce calculator.
Yes, with some very interesting findings of the divorce calculator.
The divorce calculator.
Oh yes.
We'll be right back, y'all.
Hit you off with the newest home hip hop and R&B music first.
The Nifty Christian Radio Show.
I know this might seem out of pocket, but I want to soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars. I will not short on God.
I'll
fall on Mars. My hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying. Cause these babies never stop dying. Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
Yeah, this dream just won't leave me. Where I got a name that's bigger than Stevie. Wonder where the tour bus gon' leave me. Make a big fuss when I flash on your TV. I got fans screaming my name, they chanting. Do you think Sean as I hop out the Phantom? Walk through paparazzi like someone playing my anthem. Slow motion on them, throw poses on them. Dusting off my shoulders like I throw lotion on them. Grammy after party, glasses up, touch form. I woke up all sweaty. This life is so seductive, but it feels so petty. Cause these children ain't got a bed to sleep on. And mama bought a pillow just so she can reborn. 8 years old and already getting a freak on. All without a voice, so mama speak on, preach on.
I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars. I will not short on God. If I fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying. Cause these babies never stop dying. Cause these streets never stop lying. Full words, trust in I am.
Listen, I heard a story about a girl who was six. Caught in the school bathroom turning tricks. Told a social worker that she's really fond of chicks. She said she got a husband and he deals drugs. Who was a 7-year-old boy turned thug. He told his teacher that he gon' pop up with a slug. You ask him what he wanna be when he grow up. He says a trap star gang signs thrown up. Don't think that it's not really happening. At the crack of dawn, you hear gunshots crackling. Babies ain't napping. Only 19 got a basketball team, and the baby dad's absent. That make me so mad I can throw a television. Every time you buy my CD, I sell a vision. I want to feed the kids in Soweto, but I first gotta start with the youngins in the ghetto.
Let's go. I know this might seem out of pocket, but I want to soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars. I will not short on God. I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying.
Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
God's plan is not for everyone to be rich. He had a plan for you when you was just a fetus. But Sean, I've lived a life so egregious. That's why he wanna hook you up with the remix. Every pain can be turned into a victory. He shapes your future and forgives you for your history. He's the rock on which I stand. Put your trust in the great I am. The great I am.
I know this might seem out of pocket, but I wanna soar like a rocket. Aim for the stars. I will not short on God. Fall, I just fall on Mars. My hand on my heart. I pledge that I never stop trying.
Why?
Cause these babies never stop dying.
Why?
Cause these streets never stop lying. Four words, trust in I am.
We'll be right back.
talk it out.
Operator.
It's the More Talk Hour on the Nifty Christian Show.
Welcome back to the Nifty Christian Radio Show. 24 minutes after the hour. That was Sean Slaughter with Trust and I Am.
I like that song.
Great track, man. Great track. Big up Sean Slaughter on that one.
Really nice.
So if you're just tuning in, today we are talking about
divorce insurance.
Divorce insurance.
Is it necessary?
Like, really? Seriously?
Yes. As if we had to ask.
Seriously?
But it seems that we do.
Kay and I were messing with the calculator before we started to do the show.
That calculator is super funny.
So I'm not going to promote the website because I can't say I really endorse this product. But on the website, there is a probability calculator. So basically, you put in your stats, you put in your age, your race, your income, your
family history, whether your parents, whether you were raised in a two-parent household,
religious beliefs,
yep,
all of that, and basically it gives you a probability of how likely you are to be divorced based on your stats.
Yep.
And so Kay and I are messing with the numbers, right? And just messing with the fields. And
I tried mine.
Yeah. Set it up.
I tried mine, and I said, you know, I filled in the information because the information it asks you about is really about your spouse,
right?
And what his background would be. So I filled in what my husband's background is, and you know, what his childhood was like. Just, you know, just simple questions, really, with little selections to choose from.
Right.
Black, you know, the race, the age, and all of these things. And the result was that I had a high probability of getting divorced based on that. I think it was over 46%.
Yeah.
Now, I reversed it and I did it. Okay, well, let's just pretend it's him asking the question. So I changed it, you know, black, female, and I filled in my background, educational background. They ask you all these things.
Mm.
And it went down a bit, 33%. So I was average. and the system told me I wasn't really bad, but I wasn't good either.
So basically it was saying to get a lesser amount of coverage, like maybe one or two units.
Yeah, I wasn't basically bad. I wasn't bad. My marriage, it was telling me, wasn't bad. Wasn't really good either. Like, in my chances of getting divorced were still pretty high.
Right.
I wasn't in that great of a position, even though I was average.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, that's when you and I decided to play with the numbers a little bit and just skew the statistics a little bit. So, interestingly enough, we decided to change the field that asks for race. So we changed black to white, and we left everything the same. And when I say everything the same, I mean I left in there that someone that my spouse was from a broken home. Like, I put the worst possible background.
Yeah.
Broken home, that he drank, that he smoked, that he was not that religion and his faith was not important to him.
Uh-huh.
And would you believe it? The chances of getting divorced from a man like this were 13%.
13.
It went down to 13%.
13.
Now, isn't that interesting?
I mean, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist once more, but I mean, come on. I mean, like, I read stats that blacks are not the highest divorced race in America. I guess it's partially because we have, like, amongst the lowest population period in America. I think we're about 12%.
That, and, you know, the ratio of women to men, and some men being in jail, and a lot of single parents out there, and it was strictly based on statistics.
But the fact is, our divorce rate is not higher than that of someone who's not black.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when you put that in the calculator,
it affects things.
The lowest probability is for someone who's not black.
Yep.
So I was like, interesting. So it's almost like he's trying to capitalize on certain races.
Because I believe Asians were -6.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Asian marriages, -6% probability of divorce. So it looks to me like the black marriages, you know, are the ones that are most likely to fall apart based off of that calculator.
Based off the calculator. But the calculator does not match up with the stats of what's going on out there. Because based on what you said, I mean, with all of those factors that you had worsening it for that field, it should have been higher than 13%. And that was a little bit upsetting, man. I gotta say, I was a little bit offended when I saw it. I'm like, is he just trying to capitalize off a certain race?
Yeah, but remember, he's not gonna make money from those that actually divorce. He would rather that they didn't. So looking at it that way, he really doesn't want that that bit of clientele there.
Yeah,
who's so high, who is basically at risk. No. He wants the stable ones. He wants the ones who don't have a very great chance of getting divorced, but believe in that just in case, saving for a rainy day situation.
This guy's a businessman, yo. This guy's a businessman. You know what? That makes absolute sense to me. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Stats were completely reversed so that my man can capitalize on his premium payers.
Yep. It's premium clientele.
You know, good. You know, high five for you, Kay. Aren't you quite the sensible one? You know what? That's why you're my co-host. That right there is why you are my co-host. I appreciate stuff like that. Good stuff for you, man. That's all I got to say on those stats. I mean, is there anything else that you want to add?
No, I encourage people to check out the article and weigh in on the discussion. 1-877-44-NIFTY. What do you think of divorce insurance?
Do you think it's a good idea? I mean, am I overreacting?
Is it just equal to a prenup? Is it equivalent to a prenup?
Yeah. Or is it worse? Is it better? Nifty@niftyquestion.com, kc@niftyquestion.com, 1-877-44-NIFTY. I would love to hear from you, and I just want to see what people are thinking about this one, man, because as you heard, like, the first time, I was definitely a bit passionate about this one. I just think this could have gone in a totally different direction, in a more positive direction.
Yeah, and I like your idea.
Right?
I really like your idea. I think that really society needs to start investing in marriage more.
Yeah.
It really saddens me to hear, like, people just every day, anywhere, just, you know, even in the supermarket, you might hear someone talking about the old ball and chain.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't do anything now. I'm married to her. My husband and I were traveling the other day, and there was a bumper sticker on the back of a car.
Oh, yeah.
That said...
You told me this story.
That said, my wife says I'm no fun anymore.
Yeah.
Well, duh, we're married.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's supposed to be funny.
That's
their idea of a joke. And that's not funny. It's not.
I don't know, man. I think this guy could have made more working on the positive side. He could have made... Number one, more money, because the majority of people are still married. And number two, the side effects of that are better for society as a whole. Studies also show that people in the jail are coming from broken families, right? So if you keep the family together, you're actually going to be lowering the crime rate and lowering the amount of people in the system and creating a better, healthier overall society.
Exactly.
So not only do you stand to make more money by working that way, you also stand to make the world a better place. And it kind of bugs me how he took it in a negative way.
And yet still he'll argue that he did. I'm the biggest advocate of marriage.
Whatever, son.
But it's just in such a shady underlying way.
Yeah.
Like, you're an advocate for a marriage lasting, but you're not, but only insofar as it provides your company with money.
Exactly.
You're not really an advocate of nurturing the family.
Yeah.
Right? You're not interested in keeping parents together in a happy and healthy situation.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true, and that stuff bothers me, man. So, 1-877-44-NIFTY, man. Let us know what y'all think. I'm about to get into a track. This one's called "Saved." I'm gonna get the artist name. This is so unprofessional. I'm sorry.
This is what happens. You're in charge of this.
Second time I've done this, man. I didn't have my notes today, and you know.
And you always you do that from time to time.
You slip in
this little song here, but then you don't share who it's by. We don't know.
Because I love the song. I heard. I'm like, shoot. And you know what? You know what happens is sometimes people send me songs and it ain't labeled properly, and I don't want to say that this is what happened with this case because I actually, like, I found the song myself, but I couldn't find the label for it. So I'm going to get it for y'all, and I'll post it on the website. You will see it on the playlist, niftychristian.com. Look out for it. But it's called I'm Saved. It's a great track. And after that, I want to take a phone call from a listener. All right? Yeah. We'll be right back.
Y'all want to let y'all know the kind of joy I got in my heart. I'm thanking the Lord cause he gave me a taste. Thanking the Lord for amazing grace. Yeah, I'm saved. Now go on, bring the hook in. Thanking the Lord cause he gave me a taste. Thanking the Lord for amazing grace. Yeah, cause I'm saved. Cause I'm saved. Cause I'm saved. Wake up in the morning and I still got faith. Knowing that nothing can separate me. On the scene, drenched in the blood, so fresh, so clean. By his blood, I'm justified. To the Lord, I'm reconciled. No longer am I condemned. Christ has set me free from sin. Now the Spirit lives in me. I can truly say I'm free. Let's slow it down for a second and let's say thank you. Cause your Spirit is in me. And your Spirit has cleansed me. And now I'ma go hard. Hitting these streets and living it for God. I don't care if they look at me strange. I'm only doing it for his name. Thanking the Lord cause he gave me a taste. Thanking the Lord for amazing grace.
Yeah, cause I'm saved.
Cause I'm saved.
Cause I'm saved.
Wake up in the morning and I still got faith. Knowing that nothing can separate
me.
Not by works that would have to be my own grace. But the gift I received was my own faith. Through Christ in the cross, call it stone grace. Cause the stone that was gone, it was rolled away. And the resurrected Christ is on the throne today. Which is why I always focus on the hope to say. I'm trying to live in the joy of the spoken day. I'm living in the joy of Christ, not circumstance. Enlightened by the word of God like a perfect lamp. If you have salvation, you will know my stance. Brought to my knees every time I take a glance at the sacrifice given, nails in the hand of the man who would stand for a second chance. The Holy Spirit allowed me to see it like the Dachi. I'm the best me that could be. Thanking the Lord cause he gave me a taste. Thanking the Lord for amazing grace.
Yeah, cause I'm saved.
Cause I'm saved.
Cause I'm saved.
Wake up in the morning and I still got faith. Knowing that nothing can separate
me.
Tucked up in the womb, feeling oh so quite invincible with enemies in the room. But walking like my king do, talking like I'm brand new. Renew, mind transformed, this is part two. Amazing be his grace in my face that he granted me. His sovereignty so pure when I'm the worst on the planet. Got my mind right, changed like 360 like the planet be. All hell the king who made a scene on the letter T. Cause I was trying to be a player like I was rebelling me. Now listen to what they telling me. Come on dog, you kidding me? Why would one man give his life just in spite of me? Sinners on his son. And drop down like a spider bee. Never could have seen that, but dreaming there was nothing demons in it. Giving Sunday in the field like I'm Willie Beeman. Just me, no team, repping Christ up on the scene. When it comes to my life, the American dream. I'm
thanking the Lord cause he gave me a taste. Thanking the Lord for amazing grace.
Yeah, cause I'm saved.
Cause I'm saved.
Cause I'm saved.
Wake up in the morning and I still got faith. Knowing that nothing can separate
me.
Your love.
warning.
Hey, what's good, Niff and AC? This is Alon from Hawaii. I just wanted to give you guys a topic. I thank you so much for what you guys are doing for the Kingdom of God. Every topic is awesome. I just wanted to bless you guys on an idea I was pondering. Why does it seem as if people who didn't grow up in the church are more on fire for God than those who were raised in the church?
Yes, yes, man. Big up my man, Alon. Thank you so much for the call.
Hi, Alon.
Really, really appreciate it, man. Shout out to everyone in Hawaii who's listening, man. Aloha. I think the simple answer to that question is, if you think of somebody who grew up with money, they grew up in a rich household, they kind of have that sense of entitlement sometimes. You know, the Paris Hilton and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of how they think about money and their whole attitude towards money, it's going to be a lot different than somebody who grew up poor and then all of a sudden come into contact with a lot of money. You have someone who grew up poor with no money whatsoever, and then by the time they hit, you know, their 20s and they hit the lottery, they have a greater appreciation for that money because it's something that they never had their whole life, something mm-hmm. that was missing from their whole life. So they are a lot more excited, they are a lot more passionate mm-hmm. about the sum of money than someone who grew up around money. And I think you can liken that to somebody in the church where, you know, they grew up hearing about God, and, you know, the personal experience might not be as passionate as someone who didn't grow up in the church, but, you know, later on in life they had that one encounter. And bam, it's like that. It's like someone who just won the lottery, but spiritually speaking. And they have a greater appreciation for it, and they are much more passionate.
Because usually it's a life-changing experience.
Oh,
usually
yeah.
It's almost an instance where you lose your life.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people that I know that have come to the Lord have had an instance of being very near death.
Mm-hmm.
And literally only grace.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Literally, yeah. If it were not for God's grace, they would not be alive today. And that is the thing that pushed them to dedicate their lives to God. I've known someone else who was just at the bottom drinking and everything like that. And mm-hmm. he just got so sick one night, and he promised himself, Lord, please. And a lot of people, you know, in the world, Lord, I'll never drink again, I promise you. But
yeah.
He kept that promise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's, okay. You know, another young lady that we know posted a testimony the other day on her profile on Facebook talking about the things that she'd been through. And she had literally been through hell on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, the things she went through, only God delivered her from them.
Yeah.
So it's things like that where life was just so drastically different before. When God brings you out of that, the person who has been through that and is now newly saved spends a lot of time just thanking God for that situation. And,
yeah.
and it's just, it's so much more, it's so much fresher.
Absolutely.
It's so much stronger.
Absolutely.
Than the person who's been in the church and hasn't really had that personal experience to really bring them face to face with God.
No, it's true. Because, I mean, a lot of times, you know, you hear the story so many times where you hear people who say, you know, I grew up in the church, but I wasn't really in, I was in church, but my mind wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear it all the time because there's other people's experiences that are keeping them there, or they're there because of obligation.
Mm-hmm.
They aren't there because they necessarily want to be there. And I think that is also a huge aspect of your question as well, is a lot of people who grew up in the church, who were there all the time, a lot of times it's just obligation. A lot of times it's just a safe face.
They haven't had an opportunity to have a testimony,
yeah.
to really be able to testify
yeah. Yeah.
on why they love God. They just know they're supposed to.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to this interview with Pastor Justin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a Wade, and you know, he was asking, you know, people. Pastor Justin was asking people why they're a Christian, and a lot of people who were in the church did not mention Jesus. they just said, you know, I've been in the church.
I grew up in the church.
Uh-huh. And it was almost like a formality, almost like a culture type thing, as opposed to a personal interaction or a personal experience,
right,
with the Savior. And I think that's paramount, man. That's one thing that's vital. I think
that's the key there.
That's what causes the passion. That's what causes people to be on fire. Is that experience?
There's a personal connection between you and God at that point.
So I think that's why, man. I think that's why, and I think people who are in the church, if they can understand that about themselves and really try to build a relationship. You know, I had a sermon where I was talking at my church last week where I was comparing God to the different types of friendships that we have. You know, people have best friends, they have acquaintances, they got strangers, they got enemies. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people in the church are acquaintances with God as opposed to close best friends with God. Mm-hmm. And there's just more things that you do with a best friend. There's more things that you share with them. There's more things that you communicate to a best friend than what you do with an acquaintance.
Mm-hmm.
I think if all those people can just strive to be best friends with God and just talk to him in the same way that you talk to your real best friend and have that same type of relationship, I think we'll see like a lot of change, man. A lot of change.
We would.
That's how I feel about it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, all right then.
I'm sticking to it. We got to pay some bills, and my man Versatile's got some tunes that he wants to play. So we going to hop up out of here. You got any last words, Miss K-Sizzle?
Nope.
You're good?
Yep.
All right.
I'm good.
Well, until next week, y'all, remember to love all those around you. Love the one above you. If you can do that, then you too can be a nifty Christian.
Much love.
Much love, y'all. Peace.
Don't touch that dial.
We've got more heat coming your way.
Financial security is not a dream. It's a priority. Have you or anyone you know suffered financial loss as a result of the recent economic downturn? Are you struggling to make ends meet and need help to improve your financial situation? Do words like investment, insurance, debt, inflation, and taxes intimidate you? Have you been looking for an opportunity to learn more about money and how it can work for you? Are you concerned about the future of your job or career? Or do you want to explore a career opportunity in the fast-growing financial industry? Do you want to become a better steward of God's money? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then today is your day. Contact us today for a free step-by-step consultation with Christian advisor Sean Adeyemi. He will work with you to put proper protection in place, manage your debts, secure your children's educational future, and so much more. Don't be a victim of ignorance. Take charge of your financial future and learn things that the traditional financial institutions will not tell you. Helping you is at the heart of what we do. Contact us today for your free financial makeover at 416-803-4538. That number again is 416-803-4538. Or you can email us at sean.adeyemi@gmail.com. That's sean.adeyemi@gmail.com. And remember, you're not really free until you're financially free. Call today.
We know you like the hip-hop music, but you also want the right message in the content.
Well, let me introduce some
and present to others
the digital music source
for hip-hop's next generation.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
The people's choice for Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Bringing you all the flavors you need
from the East,
the West,
the Midwest,
the Holy South,
and all around the globe.
The hip-hop culture's not going anywhere.
Arm yourself with music representing the kingdom.
HolyCultureDownload.com.
Here we go.
This is the spinoff.
You ready?
Yeah, spin them tunes, homie.
The spinoff
with the greatest DJ in the world.
Hold up.
An insanely skilled tech destroyer.
Yeah.
This is DJ Versatile.
In the mix. Let's go.
To comprehend why you love me so, where do I begin? forgive me. I find it amazing that I am not forsaken. You won't let me go. I owe you, and I'm forever grateful. I can never
Lord,
be
you're truly wonderful. There's one thing I need to know. Has anybody ever got you yet? Has anybody ever got you yet? Has anybody ever got you yet? Has anybody ever?
Simply you're amazing. I can't help but praise him. And I won't complain when my troubles come. There's no need to run. You will make a way. Burdens on the table. Lord, I know you're able. Even if you don't,
you've already done it enough.
So I will proclaim you everywhere that
I go. There's one thing I need to know. Has anybody ever got you yet? 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 Has anybody?
My sins had me hellbound, trapped and confused, no way out. No hope of turning around. From on high, look down and save my pride. Kept me from losing my mind. You're right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I run through my perfect truth. Giving a life and
take away my pain.
Don't you truly wonderful? There's one thing I need to know.
Majestic is your name. You sit on high with love and truth you reign. You build up the weak to tear down the strong. Your praises we sing to you, glory belong. Look up in the sky, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars and all the universe. So what is man? You should think of him. We fall short of perfection, but by your election. Say go right. We run to the darkness, but flee from the light. Some abuse your grace. They say there is no God. What an evil reflection of what's inside the heart. But you're rich in love and holy all your ways. Self-existent one whom all creation hails. So what is man? Should think of him. We fall short of perfection, but by your election, you. When I ran away from you, but your grace took me near. Hey.
guess right, homie, yeah, it's Mr. Pop Off. I'm trapped with that top door that can't get knocked off. It's Canton, can we cameo on a hot song? Kingdom is life for us, so you get the same thing, homie, even if the camera's not on. The only time we front is shotgun. You get that? Get back. I need a loose space when I drop songs. Ballin' about mines, do what I'm told. Fresh out the bread clothes, but I'll be after the soul. Before and after the album sold. But on the strip, I'm really more concerned about the path you chose. To choose life and the cash you roll. Like the wheels on a Cadillac before the casket closed. Thank God for that classic flow that attract traffic for the kingdom of God. Let's go.
Just a feeling, yeah. It's more than just a building. Yeah, we break down, yeah. But yeah, we into building. We your body, your saint. Walk hard, don't faint. We all different colors, going hard in the paint. We raised from the dead, same since Christ bled. With no life in us, told us pick up our beds. We your body, you're one. We abide in the sun. We fighting on the daily, though the battle is won. I pray for no division. Look at our family ties. If a family's in need, look how our family ties. Sometimes we conflict, but we aim to forgive. Dying to our flesh, the only way to live. Our foundation is set on Christ the architect. We won't bend a fold, but watch our arms stretch to reach the masses. It's all in Christ's name. South, north, east, west, our vision's the same.
We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for us it all changed, today it's tearing into me. The body, the same pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries. We going hard for the Lord, now until eternity. So wherever you at, just put your fist in the air. Cause we the body, we in the body.
Ever since the Lord carried the old me in a body bag, a body built like Arnold. Don't care about nobody swag. You still getting bodied up. No matter your body type, I'ma box you out so you can see the body of Christ. American Christianity needs a trip to the body shop. And these fatal repairs, it's missing things, cause it got chopped. I go up in the temple, females wearing body suits. I did a body count, a fifth dead is in the body troops. But there's many living holy, still we getting body slammed. My 5 o'clock news, so we putting on a body mic to amplify the truth. By hearing our body language, you can't stop the movement. That's why the body's gaining. Love will prevail, penetrating through the body. In your spirit, and it's done so very oddly. That's what happened to us in Philly, St. Louis, Cincinnati. United in the Lord, adding people to the family.
We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for us, it all changed. Today, it's tearing into me. The body, the same pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries. We going hard for the Lord, now until eternity. So wherever you at, just put your fist.
We gon' R-E-P him. We J-U-S-T-F-I-E-D. Cause we all tried to deny the one who died. But thank God it came inside to revive our hearts, so we go and accept our pride. To tell me what you gon' do. Hundreds of cats with tattoos, serving the king of the Jews. Representing my whole clique, we bringing the good and bad news. And if he's Jordan, then we pippin' through every sister that dude. From UK to St. Louis,
you can find us in every city.
From Philly to Baton Rouge, the gospel heavy in Indy Bible College in West Virginia. I promise my God is getting this honor in San Antonio. We urban with Christ in they, so don't worry, we got plenty more. That's unashamed of the name that's written in Matthew 24. Deny the flesh so we can grow and pull the rest of someone close. We leading just to see the best of you, that's what the body
for. We lost our identity, used to be his enemy. But for
it all changed. Today is spirit into me. The body, this ain't pretend to me. Thousands of cats saying it loud, sort of sounds like a symphony. This been around for over 20 centuries.
We going hard for the Lord
now until eternity.
So wherever you at,
just put your fists in the air, cause we the body. We in the body.
No, sir, there's nothing halfway about him. This world could never be made without him. No heart, no breath, no mind. No sun, no moon, no time. He's something like the best of them. He's nothing like the rest of them. Cause they're here now, but then they're gone.
Scared to run. What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the myth of religion. But I know that my God is listening. And for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police. And in the church, Lord, I'm looking at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hurts me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So stunting is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah. They're here now.
Down, down, down. I don't want you around. It's got
like this. Delivering the fire, we love to ignite this. Giving all the glory to our heavenly King. Your King, my King. We tell him welcome back. We tell him welcome back. We tell him welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Yeah. Okay, the blessed prophecy, back to the scene now. Perfect combination like lighters and gasoline. Welcome in the King when the sky cracks open. Revelation 22, brother, we ain't joking. Blazing, amazing, flow is so basic. Spitting for my Jesus, that's why they calling us crazy. Loco in the head, cause we waiting for the King, man. He's the one that's got the keys, he will set you free, man. Up in the lab with this kid named Blessed. Back to the game, man, the Tory requested. We moving, we cruising, buddy, you keep on losing. Jesus, the master, homie, that's what we choosing. So fresh, you can feel the swagger. If the subject is not Jesus, my brother, don't bother. LP them soldiers, waiting for his arrival. If you're slinging crack, my dude, we slinging Bibles. I ain't preaching to the ones sitting on the church bench. I'm preaching to the ones in the block smoking blunts, man. So dangerous, style so aggressive. Up and God's hands progressing, we're so impressive. You cannot test this, no weapon form against us. Giving God the glory, cause we are them Jesus gangsters. Welcome to the end, a beginning of a new era. The blessed prophecy, homie, I know you feel the terror. The blessed prophecy, you know we rocking like this. Delivering the fire, we love to ignite this. Giving all the glory to our heavenly King. Your King, my King, we tell him welcome back. We tell him welcome back. We tell him welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, guess who's back up on the scene again? Brand new, clean again. Blessed prophecy again. It's me, I just keep hitting them. Listen up, God is speaking. Holy Ghost, Father, Son, good deal. 3 in 1, and I'm already being them. No, 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 I'm seeing them. Stay in the word of God, you would think that I was reading them. Get it, reading him. The breath of life, I'm breathing him. The living bread, I'm eating them. My position, I'm beating them. Much faith is needed to deal with much hate. I'm back in the building like if I was on a lunch break. I remember one day I asked Jesus for lyrics. He said, blessed, go ahead. I got a bunch take. I took, now it's up for me to demonstrate that my heavenly Father is straight and his Son's straight. And he's opening them doors, which I'm about to run straight through, looking fire than if I was walking the runway. Who gonna stop what God is doing? See, he is from page news. I'm just an article right now. I'm in a dumb phase, cause I go in and praise God in a dumb way. No, I won't. And I praise God for the sun. Hey, go ahead and ride to it. Blessed prophecy, back at it. Enemies like I knew it. I couldn't stop it. No one can unless God do it. So I'm just gonna go ahead and just let God do it. Bless it.
Yeah, the blessed prophecy. Yeah. We out of the game, baby. LP Records. Giving all the glory to the King of Kings. Jacob, the heck? Yo, you serious, man? Hey, what's going on with the beat, y'all?
Listen up.
Come on,
listen,
man. Bring...
Yo, dog, I
man,
got you.
You tripping, man.
I'm right here, man. I got you.
Yo, Jacob, are you serious, man?
I'm about to go in, man. I'm going in.
Smooth shake if you wanna. We no longer need no liquor. No, we don't need marijuana. On a mic like I'm on a drone. I'm defecating all on a song. You can't tell me to stop. No, you're not my papa nor my mama. I'm a bringing problem. I represent the father lyrically. I'm Obama presidential with his mama. Higher than the roster, cause I can't see you imposters. Enemies, a bunch of actors, man. They should be winning Oscars. Gotcha. Holy Spirit, fire, of course, I'm flowing. Gotcha. I got lots of flavor and favor. Neighbor, a player, the way I play the beat. Hater, I see you later, later. Hey, hater, I never seen a greater hater. Let me introduce you to Jesus. There's no one greater hater. Jesus, he'll serve you just like a waiter. Hater, and he does it big. You're a tot like a tater. Hater, and my flow bites in Florida like a gator. Hater, later, hater. Mayo, mayo, don't you go touch that dial, dial. Got plenty, believe me, I really do not desire style. So fly in Christ that I know I got freaking fire miles. Cause on a regular, me and my lay it down like tiles. Miles and miles, see we is traveling.
against the current. Life I'm battling, got Christ down early when I get up battling. I'm praying to God about your sin. I'm tattling, shattering records, I'm dibbling and I'm dabbling. And I'm victorious by association, I gotta win, win. One past tense, Christ took care of that already. And I'm from heaven, I rap with an accent. Get it heavenly flow, we move, God, you never seen weight this heavy before. You never seen so much cats this ready before. I go in, I don't even see out anymore.
Everybody gotta merge. Lord, salvation is what he hands you. Take a stance, dude. Hard head like bamboo. He's saying draw near, you saying bamboo. No one's perfect, dawg. That's what you say to self. Looking at other folks to balance the scale. You want heaven, no hell. You want freedom, no jail. But you self-righteous to the bone and you can't even tell. You like a schizophrenic. One day you out, then in it. Mixing your own Bible formula like biochemists. You want Jesus the Savior, but not Jesus the Lord. It's two in one, fam. It's not either, no or. Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge. Shovels, no digger. A fully furnished house of faith that has no mirror. You have zeal but no knowledge. Your church talk is polished. An expert in stunting, but to God you're a novice. From the grand threshold of the Vatican,
yeah.
To the rising death toll up in Mattapan,
yeah.
To terrorist training camps in Afghanistan,
word.
To boardrooms and financial centers in Japan. Different lives, different cultures, different breeds. But we all must succumb to the call of one creed. Willing or not, we shall bow to our knees. Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge how you live and what you believe.
What you believe.
Merge.
It was early Monday morning, picked up my Bible and started to read a whole bunch of names. I have never ever heard of these dudes before.
Put it down.
Started watching TV, thinking this word is kinda
hard for me.
Then I picked it back up and I started to read, but I fell asleep. What's wrong with me? Take all day. Cause I know within my heart there's a better way. Can you disciple me?
Hey, look here, young bruh. I hear you, young bruh. Hey, man, you wondering if God got ears for you? Huh? Well, maybe not literally, but biblically. Just stick with me and get your Bible out. Turn to Matthew chapter 6 with me. Look at verse 9. The beginning of a timeless prayer.
There.
Through verse 13, we stare. They call it the Lord's Prayer, but really it's for men. Cause Jesus would never ask for the forgiveness of sins. It starts with our Father.
Acknowledge God who's holy.
Anticipating his kingdom.
We live in to bring him glory.
To give us daily provision.
Forgive us for our transgressions.
And keep us from all temptation.
Deliver us, Lord, from Satan.
Yeah, here's a sure way to pray. Take heed.
Listen to his reply through the holy scriptures you read.
And know that you serve a God who hears you. So talk with him. But he's a God who steers.
Can you spend some time with me?
Forgiving, please, can you disciple me?
Can
answers. Teach me how to understand.
I just got saved.
All I need is one.
I just
one.
Got saved.
You're listening to
the Nifty Christian Show.